BlackRock IBIT sees 1.3B block trade, largest single print of the day. A single $1.3 billion block trade of BlackRock's iShares. Bitcoin Trust, IBIT, crossed the tape at 10:30 a.m. ET on May 26, dwarfing every other trade in the ETF that session, according to a post from Cointelegraph citing intraday tape data. The print landed during a stretch of weakness across digital assets. As of May 27, 2026, BTC trades at 75,168, down 1.7% on the day and 0.8% on the week. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sits at 37 in fear territory. A single block, not a flow story. Block trades are pre-negotiated transactions sent through a broker rather than worked into the open book. They appear on the tape as one large print rather than thousands of smaller fills. For a spot Bitcoin ETF, a $1.3 billion block is unusual on its own terms. Most IBIT volume comes from continuous market activity, not single counterparty crosses of that size. What the tape does not say is whether the print was a buyer absorbing inventory from a market maker, a holder unwinding into a willing counterparty, or a swap between two institutional accounts. Block prints are deliberately opaque. The reporting party is the broker that executed the cross, not the original buyer or seller. That uncertainty matters. A $1.3 billion buy block during a fear-rated tape would be a strong demand signal. A $1.3 billion sell block in the same environment would be the opposite. The same print supports both stories until separate disclosure clarifies the direction. Context against recent IBIT flow. The print arrives roughly a week after Arqaam data showed. BlackRock had sold $1 billion in spot Bitcoin from custody wallets associated with its trust. That earlier story was a creation redemption mechanic story, not a secondary market trade. ETF shares are redeemed by authorized participants who deliver the shares back and receive the underlying BTC, which the issuer then sells. Today's $1.3 billion print is a different animal. It is a secondary market block on the ETF shares themselves. The two events can coexist without contradiction. Institutions can be net redeeming over a multi-day window, while individual blocks change hands at significant size on any given day. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs as a category have been bleeding capital. Earlier this month, we covered a six-day outflow streak that pushed 2026 to the brink of net negative for the year. Against that backdrop, any single concentrated trade carries more signal value than it would in a strong inflow regime. Possible reads. Three explanations cover most of the plausible cases. A pension fund or sovereign-style allocator rotating size into IBIT in a single negotiated cross to avoid market impact. This would be consistent with the prior pattern of large allocators preferring blocks over algorithmic execution for first position builds. An existing holder exiting in a single print. Block crosses are also the preferred path for unwinding, because they let a seller hand inventory to a willing buyer without telegraphing the exit to the open book. A bilateral swap between two institutions, where one side wanted ETF exposure and the other side wanted to hand off shares to free balance sheet for another trade. These trades do not represent net new demand or supply at the ETF level. Without a 13F filing, a press disclosure, or a follow-up report identifying the counterparties, the market is left to infer. The print itself sets the floor for what large players are willing to transact in a single ticket on IBIT. Practical takeaway. For retail readers and crypto card users, the direct impact is limited. IBIT trades on NASDAQ. Its block tape does not move spot BTC pricing on exchanges where most card top-ups settle. The story is about institutional plumbing, not the merchant rail. The longer-term read is that block trade capacity on spot Bitcoin ETFs is now deep enough to absorb $1.3 billion in a single ticket. That is itself a maturity signal for the product category, separate from whether the print was a buy or a sell. If a follow-up disclosure reveals the direction in the coming days, the same print will read very differently depending on which side initiated it.